libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. I'm almost scared to open my next guest's microphone because, her Astros lorded it over the Yankees last night, and it's just been Depression City here in New York. But Kristen B. Tate's back with us. Are you actually in Houston right now?
I am, although I'm ashamed to admit it. The Astros, are those the baseball? Is that the baseball team?
Yeah, like you don't know. Like you're pretending like you don't know.
I don't follow sports.
Yeah. Funny, though, I seem to remember when the Astros beat the Yankees a couple of years ago, you were all beaming then, too. So I can hear the giggle in your smile. You're trying to hide it, but it's still there. Anyway, hey,
moving. I enjoy the World Series. Once they get there, I start tuning in.
Well, they got a step closer last night, so we'll see. Hey, earlier today, the president said that in his press conference, he made the statement that U.S. has no business protecting Syrian land. Obviously, he's making a reference to his decision to pull people out. Kristen, the pullout and the kind of the aftermath of what has happened to the Kurds has not been a particularly good look or week for the president, but I think it's begun to kind of pass, and I think that they've kind of settled everything there. How do you think this ends up impacting him going into 2020?
I mean, look, I know this issue has created a lot of odd political bedfellows. We're basically seeing the liberals team up with the war hawks, and it's very odd to me. But when it comes to Trump's base, Kevin, I think they are right there with Trump. He campaigned on this.
Yeah.
Trump's base is sick and tired of spending our time, money, and frankly, American lives trying to force peace on the rest of the world in places that have been, you know, embroiled in conflict for hundreds of years.
It's true.
I think this was the right move by Trump. Maybe he could have done it a little bit better, and we could have thought out the exit strategy a little better. But, you know, on a broader scale, this is something his voters definitely support.
Yeah. Well, and that's why I don't think it's going to really make much impact. And for all of the hand-wringing a week ago, I'm not seeing as much of it now, which is interesting. Let's move to, honestly, one of the most painful things I've ever had to experience, and that was reliving some of the highlights of last night's debate. Kristen, when you have, so there's this whole class on Twitter, right? So there's this talk show guy out in San Francisco named Ethan Behrman. He's always touting Beto as kind of like the dark horse. And he's like, you know, Beto's still in it. He's still in it to win it. He could still come from behind. He spent all this money. He's at like, what, 3%? You know, he had his little time in the sun. He's really faded. And I think this really, really aggressive, I'm going to send people to your house to take the guns that you're not going to voluntarily turn in. I think that finished him off last night. But am I dreaming? Does Beto still have a breath of a chance?
He was already finished off before last night. Beto is just saying the most radical things he can think of to try to get attention. The media loved him when he ran against Ted Cruz in Texas, but the media would have loved a ham sandwich that ran against Ted Cruz. So now that you're putting Beto up against these other liberals, he's no longer, you know, the favored left winger, and he's sad, and he doesn't understand why he's not getting the same glowing coverage. So at this point, I think he's just throwing things against the wall
right,
to see what sticks. But he's been done for weeks now.
Yeah, no,
he's never really a serious candidate.
That's been my assessment. Now, a lot of people are touting that Mayor Pete did well last night, but was it a big enough of a showing to even care? I mean, first of all, Kristen, I'm not even sure how many people watched the debate last night. To be candid, I think more people tune into the internet channels to watch Trump rallies than they turned on CNN last night to watch Anderson Cooper hurl insults at the president and questions at the candidates. I mean, I don't know if there's anything they can now do to develop a general market interest in what their party has to offer. Bernie's done. Biden's fading. Mayor Pete's hanging out there. But Warren's the front runner, clearly. They all went after her. And I think that the policies are just too far for the American people. I think the American people say, nope, this is not where we're headed.
Yeah, you know, unless something really out of the blue happens, like I did read some reports that Bloomberg is considering getting in the race. If there's a moderate like that who throws their hat in the ring, then things will get really interesting because there really is no moderate right now who's a, you know, formidable candidate. But as things stand right now, you're absolutely right, Kevin. At this point, these people are all far left wing loons. We all know what they're going to say before they open their mouths. And at this point, it's looking like Warren's the front runner, not because she's some great candidate, but because she's the least bad of the bunch, at least right now. So we'll see.
Or she's happens, just outlasted them.
I couldn't agree more.
I don't know. She may be just as bad as Bernie, but you know, Bernie's now a decrepit heart disease victim. Like, and everybody sees that. They always thought, you know, he's a little on the oldish side, but now they're reminded because he's had the incident. I mean, Biden, God bless him, he couldn't get out of his own way from the very beginning. And I don't know how you respond when your son goes on Good Morning America and basically says, yeah, well, I won't do anything bad ever again. I promise. If my dad's president, I promise I'll never do it again. I think most people heard that yesterday and went, well, wait a minute. If it was wrong for you to do it, if he's president, wouldn't it have been wrong for you to be doing it if he was vice president? I mean, ugh. You know, simple logic seems to be escaping the Democratic field.
Yeah, I mean, I actually think Biden was done before this story even broke, just because of his, you know, his gaffes. But this certainly doesn't help, especially because most Democratic voters probably didn't even know about the conflict of interest with his son Biden before Trump, you know, got in the media over his call with the Ukrainian president, and
right.
That sort of brought this all to light. So it actually sort of backfired on the Democrats by having this scandal of Biden's be in the front page news. But again, I think his star was sort of already fading before this even broke.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens, and I certainly don't think anybody learned anything new last night. And someone said to me on Twitter earlier today, they were like, because I responded to one of those, hey, Beto's the dark horse. I said, not based on what he did last night. And then some far lefty goes, well, what are we supposed to do, Kev? Pick only the candidates that you Republicans say we can? And my response was, no, dummy. If you think you can take my gun by sending your goon to my front doorstep to do it, God bless you. Go ahead and try. And I think that's where most Americans are at. You're not going to come take our Second Amendment. You're not going to take our legally owned firearms, especially from law-abiding people. That's just not going to happen. And that's kind of part and parcel of where the whole Democratic Party's at right now. Anyway, Kristen B. Tate, always good to have you.